Okay. Bilam is this classic person in which it's easy to see the difference between Rashi's approach and the Ramban's approach. Before, basically, we have to deal with this. Is Bilam as bad a guy as we think he is? Okay, just to let you know, at the end of the day, Bilam was a Rasha, and we killed him. But what I'd like to show you is, at least in this week's Parsha, not only doesn't seem like a bad guy, he actually seems like a pretty good guy. So just a little time with the Pesukim. Okay, basically, they're worried. Balak is worried. The Jews are coming and wipe them out. He sends messengers to Bilam. Vayomer Alehem, so what does Bilam say to them? Linu po halayla vahashivoti atchem davar kash. Stay overnight, and I'll speak to God. Vayeshvu sarimo avim Bilam. So, good or bad. Basically, they came and they said, we want you to curse the Jews. And Bilam says, listen, I can't do anything without God's permission. Let me ask God. So it's strange. God likes it. God doesn't know. It's all these Rashis about God is setting him up. But skip a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't go with him, with them. You can't curse the Jewish people because they're blessed. Okay. Vayakam Bilam baboker vayomel sorry balak lekol atzchem ki me'ein Hashem letiti lahalochim achem. Finished. He sent them home because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I can't do it. How's he looking so far? So, you're looking pretty solid, right? Okay, maybe you say, how could he even have entertained the possibility that God would allow him to curse the Jews? But the bottom line is, he sends them away and they leave, okay? But Balak sent them back again with more money. Again, don't refuse me. I can make you the richest guy in the world, just do what I say. Vayan Bilam Vayomer El Avdei Balak. Im Yiten Li Balak Melo Beito Kesef V'Zahav Lo Uchal Lavo Al Pi Hashem Elokai La'asot Kitana O Gidola. Basically, he says, listen, I'd love to be rich, but I can't operate independently. I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ata Shvuna Bozeh Gam Atem Halayla Ve'edom Ma'yosef Hashem Daberi Imi. Okay, stay overnight again, and once again I'll ask God. Va'yavo Elokim El Bilam Layla Va'yomer Lo Im Likro Lecha Bo'o Ha'anashim Kum Lechitam. Okay, if they came, you could go with them. Achet Ha'davor Asher Adamai Lecha Oto Taseh. But you have to listen to me. And then I didn't want to put the whole parsha down, but the next thing that happens, as you recall, is he's going and the Malach Hashem stands in the way and blocks his path. So the question is, just from the psukim we've seen, I have to submit, Bilam seems like a pretty solid guy. You know, there's a whole question, how does he have nevuah? What's it doing with, why is there a guy that has nevuah? There's all these questions, but, you know, here it seems pretty clear. Look at one Rashi, quoted in the Ramban. He says, you know, God won't let me go with you. So Rashi, looking for the, I don't mean this in a bad way to Rashi, but Rashi, starting at the premise that Bilam is a bad guy, understands every single thing he says to be bad. Why did he say, I can't go with you? So Rashi says, Ela im sarim gidolam, gidolim, lamadnu sherucho gasaf. Rashi understands Bilam to be saying, it's not that I can't go, it's that you guys aren't important enough. Don't send me, you know, messengers, send me the vice president. If the vice president shows up, then I'll go, but you guys are beneath me. V'lo ratza lomar shehu birshuto shel makom, ela bilashon gasuk. So Rashi says that Bilam didn't want to admit that he was subject to God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control, so he said it in a kind of arrogant way. Oh, I can't go with you. Ulufikach, therefore, vayosef o Balak shlach sarim lashon Rashi. That's why Balak, according to Rashi, sent messengers a second time. Because the first message really was, not that I won't go, but I won't go with you because you're not important enough. So they understood from that he actually wanted more money and he wanted a better offer. Right? It's almost like Rashi sees what we can't see in the Psukim, which is Bilam is saying, I can't go with you, but he's winking. Basically, I can't go with you, you know, but bring it on. If you make me a better offer, I'll go with you. Okay, says the Ramban, end of the second line, Ve'eino Nachon. This is the Ramana Pasuk Yud Gimel. It's not true. Ki kol kvodo sheyit pa'er v'yit gadel bidvar Hashem. Because if you read the Pasuk in the Ramban, it says, Bilam's bragging is that he can speak to God and that he works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. Va'od shehu lo haya choshev sheiten lo rishut lalechet im sari machem nichvadin. Bilam, Raman says, Bilam didn't think God would let him go a second time if better sarim came to ask. It's not true. So why did he say, aval tamo, she'ein Hashem chafetz she'elech klal? Raman says, when Bilam said, I can't go with you, he meant, I can't go with you. Under no circumstances can I go, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Now, it's true, Raman says, v'hinei balak chashad oto ki laharvot tzcharo marken. Balak really actually assumed that what Bilam was saying is what Rashi understood, that he was holding out for more money. It's true. That's why he said, how come you didn't go? Can't I, you know, am I not rich enough to pay you? Therefore, he sent new messengers to show him that he really wanted them to show up and curse the Jews. And he'll give him all the wealth in the world, whatever he demands. What we've seen already, once again, Bilam said, listen, I'm not an independent contractor here. I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing I could do against God's will. Because I act in God's name. Oh, Yomar lo uchal lavoit piv. Fundamental disagreement between Rashi and Ramban in terms of what's going on in the Pesukim and in terms of who Bilam was. Rashi knows that Bilam is a bad guy, and again, Bilam was a bad guy. And so Rashi reads evil intent into every single thing that Bilam says. Again, the issue here being, if Bilam had given a definitive no the first time, why did Balak send messengers a second time? Rashi says, oh, you see, because it wasn't a definitive no. He was holding out for a better offer. But the Ramban says, how could you say that? Even the second time he said, so he says, yeah, it's true that Balak understood that Bilam was saying, make me a better offer. But that's not what Bilam was saying. Bilam was telling him the truth. I'm a Navi. I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't go with you. Okay?
Wait, isn't the end of the story he tries to curse them in the end?
Sort of. We're not going to get to the end today, but let me make some points and then... Worse than that, the Jews kill Bilam in the end. He was a bad guy. The machlokis is not, you know, was he a bad guy in the end? The machlokis is, do you have a right knowing that he's a bad guy? I think what Rashi is doing is simple. We know he's a bad guy. So Rashi's reading badness or evil intent into these psukim, and it's completely legitimate. The Ramban is saying, I have these psukim in front of me. You know, there's a classic, I have the psukim in front of me. I'm going to read the psukim the way they read, and let's face it, the way the psukim read is, Bilam seems like a pretty solid guy. He basically says, I can't deviate from what God says. Now, it's true. Avi, your point is a real point. Why is he even asking God for permission to curse the Jews? You know, the way the Ramban presents it, he's such a good guy, and yet he's going to ask God for permission to curse the Jews. The Ramban has to deal with that also. Okay? So here's the next Ramban. We'll do one more. It's Pasuk Chaf. This is when God tells him the last time. Just look on top of the Pasuk. This is a hard Pasuk. If these people have called you to go with them, you can go with them. But be warned, you'll only be able to say that which I let you say. Okay? So ask your question a different way. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him go at all?
The test, probably.
The test for who?
Bilam.
Yeah, but again, I have to say, Bilam passes the test. Right? If you remember the end of the story, Bilam, you know, Matovu Ohalacha Yaakov is lovely stuff that Bilam said. Not only didn't he curse them, he blessed them. The bad stuff doesn't even come in this week's parsha, just to let you know. You could read this week's parsha, and if it's the only parsha you knew and you didn't know any medrashim, you'd go, this Bilam, he's a good guy. You know, the Gemara says they wanted to make parshas Bilam into Shema. It's such a beautiful nevuah. It says such nice things about the Jews. Again, he's a bad guy. It's true. But in this week's parsha, I think it's just... methodologically, what you're really seeing here is Rashi knows the whole story and therefore is reading backwards to fit it in. And the Ramban is just reading the psukim as they appear. Let's read. Here's the hard part. So why did God let him go? So here's what the Ramban says. God says to him, look, if you want to make some bucks, kum lech itam, fine, go. But against your will, even though you're an evil guy, I will not allow you to say or do anything against the Jewish people. So basically, the way Rashi reads it was God was saying, don't bother going. I know you want to make money, but in the end, you can't do what you want to do. So the way Rashi reads it, he went against God's instructions. Maybe somehow God will cave in. I'll appease God and he'll allow me to curse the Jews. Okay, I skipped a whole bunch. It's a very long Ramban where he lays out all these other options for what it can mean, and then he gives you his own pshat. It's worth doing it. You see, even as you see other pshatim, but here's the Ramban. V'hanachon be'einai b'inyan hazeh. This is what I think the pshat is. Ki mitchila minna'o Hashem shelo yikalel et ha'am ki baruchu. Originally God said flat out, you can't go. The Jewish people are blessed. They're not cursed. V'lamo yelechi mahem. Originally, Bilam asked for permission, and God says, listen, you can't curse them. They want you to curse them. You can't curse them because the Jewish people are blessed. No reason for you to go. It's clear. Bilam in the morning told them, listen, you don't want me. Because if I show up and God tells me to bless them, I'm going to bless them, and that's going to be very bad for you. Ubalak shalach elav pa'am sheinit ki lo ha'amin. It's true. Balak didn't believe that a person could be an Obed Hashem that way, and he assumed it was all a question of money and honor. V'hosif lo kavod bisarim rabim v'nichbadim min harishonim. Okay, he sent him additional honor. V'nadar laharbot tzcharo uchvodo. And he raised the price he was willing to pay. He's giving him anything. Ubilam ana otam she'ein hadavar talui b'mamon v'lo b'irtzono. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with Bilam's free will, because he doesn't have free will. Rak hakol b'yad Hashem. V'yish'al mimenu od ma yitzave oto. V'asa zeka hogen. Bilam didn't do anything wrong. He asked God what he should do and how he should do it. He has every right to rely on God. God told him you could go, just you'll have to say whatever I tell you to say. So he went. And whatever God tells him, he'll say. God said, I already told you that the people are blessed, you can't curse them. And now they've come back to ask you again. Now here's the Ramban's great explanation. What's he going to do with the word? Second line from the bottom. He says, if they came to call you, klomar, sheyitratzu belechtecha imahem, al minat shelo tikalel etaam kasher hodiacham mitchila, kum lechitam. If they understand, what's that strange pasuk that says, "Im likol lecha bo hanashim kum lechitam"? What the Ramban says is God said to him, "If they want to take you, with the full knowledge that you're not going to be able to say what they want you to say, you're going to be subject to God's will, and you're just going to simply say whatever God tells you to say. If that's true, you can go with them." Bottom line, va'achet hadavar asher adavar elecha oto taaseh. Because if I tell you to bless them, you have to bless them. Now the Ramban says, God always wanted Bilam to go with them. So ask, why did God let him go? The answer is because God wanted him to go. Because the whole idea behind this parsha, the parsha of Balak, is that God desired that the Jewish people should be blessed by a Gentile prophet. We all know Rashi says, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. Well, why is there a Gentile prophet? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Goyim to say, oh, if we had a Navi, we'd also be from. Right? So he gave them a Navi. But here you see something deeper. You know, we read the Parsha like it's a bad Parsha. Nothing bad happens in the Parsha. We get blessed. So in the end, you know, Rashi is kind of explaining why all these bad things happen. The answer is, when you think about it, nothing bad happens at all. What happens is the Jews get blessed by a Gentile prophet, and that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So if you play through the Pesukim according to Ramban, the way it works is as follows. They show up, they ask to curse the Jewish people. Maybe it's not so nice, but Bilam says, let me ask God. God says flat out no. Okay? No, they leave. But Balak says, there's no way he means it. And they come back again. Goes to ask God again. And God says, look, if they're willing to take you on condition that you're going to say whatever I tell you to say, then you can go with them. Why? Because it's a good thing. Because God's going to bless the Jewish people through the mouth of a Gentile prophet. Now, Vihine. Hayah, now he's going to hint at something a little bit, maybe not so great about Bilam. Vihine. Hayah al Bilam lahagid kein lesari Balak v'lomar. Hine hir shah shem oti lihiyot karu lechem bilvad. God's letting me go with you. Aval al minat shelo lekalel et ha'am. Val minat she'im yitzaveh oti levarech sha'avarechem. Right? Really, what he should have done was come down the second morning and say, listen, here's the deal. I can go with you, but I'm going to do exactly what God tells me to do. Okay, and then they could let him be. If they don't want to do it on those conditions, they let him be. But the only thing Balak wanted was to curse the Jewish people. The Ramban admits, Bilam clearly wanted to go with him. When you think about it, he's being offered, you know, tons of money. He's being offered all the honor in the world to go with, like, the world superpower. Why wouldn't he want to go? So he says, because he really wanted to go, lo ho diemzeh, v'lo amay lohem klum. Ramban is explaining what's going on now. He's not saying Bilam's the greatest guy ever. He's saying it's true. Bilam wanted to go. And as a result of that, Bilam never really told him the truth, which is, you know, I'm not going to be able to do anything that God doesn't want me to do. Why is the Ramban explaining this? Because right after this, what happens? The Ramban wants to understand why the Malach Hashem tries to stop Bilam. If God just told him to go, and it's okay to go, then why is the Malach Hashem trying to stop him? What's the answer? The answer is because he's not going. He didn't really tell them the truth. Right? God said, tell them you can go on condition that you only do what I tell you to do. But Bilam didn't tell them that. So the Malach Hashem tries to stop. Vayakam baboke vayachaboshet asono vayelech imahem kirotzela hashlim chatzam. It's like he wanted to do their bidding. Al kein chara af Hashem kiholechu. Raman is answering the question of why did God get angry if he gave him permission. And Raman is beautiful. The reason is because he didn't really tell them, he didn't explain to them on what condition God's letting him go. They understood that they were paying him enough money and Bilam was going to curse. The Ramban is explaining the following. Some of the Mefarshim explain that God changed his mind. The Ramban says this is not true. God didn't change his mind. Bilam didn't live up to his part of the bargain, as a result of which the Malach tried to stop him. But the Ramban says, and this is something we've touched on before, maybe it's not in this Ramban, but the Ramban says this idea, sometimes God lets stuff happen, even if he knows it's not going to be good. Here, this actually worked out well, but for example, God either sent the Meraglim or allowed the Meraglim to go. I don't understand. Didn't he know? The answer is, you know, on the border between free will and divine omniscience of the future, there's a give and take. And so God can try to manipulate it. Sometimes God steps in. But other times God can try to manipulate events. But in the end, he lets certain things play out because otherwise it would be too much divine intervention in the world. And I think one of two here. Either God played in the margins. See, it's a little different. With us, it's not like God steps in and tells us what to do or not to do because we're not Nevi'im. Right here, Bilaam went to God and asked for permission. And so the question you would ask is, well, if it's only going to be bad in the end, why'd God let him go? And I think on some level, the answer is either it wasn't bad in the end or it happens all the time. Right? God lets bad things happen. And sometimes even when we ask God, you know, it's very similar to the Ramban in the Meraglim in that, you know, God tried as much as he could within the rules in which he governs the world to help it work out better. We wanted to send two nobodies. God said, no, send 12 Nasiim, because maybe they would have the strength of character to save Bnei Israel, etc., etc. Same thing here. But at the end of the day, he lets us have Bechira Chafshis, and he let Bilaam go up to a point. Again, I think in the end, the truth, it seems to me in the Psukim, at this point, it's closer to the Ramban than Rashi, not that it's for me to paskin, but even the Ramban recognized that Bilaam wasn't a good guy. Bilaam at some point wanted to curse the Jewish people, and it's clear that he led Balak to believe that he would do so. In the end, he lands up blessing us. I don't know if that makes him a great guy, because God forced him to do it. But, you know, struggling to figure out the character of Bilaam, and struggling to figure out how much God intervenes and how much God doesn't intervene and what it means to have free will for a Navi, it's the fascinating part of this week's Parsha. And also seeing, you know, Rashi and the Ramban and their different approaches, it's like, if you did it fairly, you would read these psukim and you would read Rashi and you'd go, he's wrong, he's wrong, he's wrong, then you'd get to the end. Not the end of this week's Parsha, by the way, but I guess it's in Pinchas, where they kill Bilaam and you go, oh, Rashi was right. And, you know, here, like reading the Ramban, you go, he's right, he's right, he's right. Then they kill him, you go, he's wrong. People develop, right? People are not always the same as they were the first time we met them. I think the Psukim at the beginning of the Parsha portray Bilaam mostly in a positive light. There is negative stuff in there. The Ramban sees it. And then maybe, you know, maybe on Thursday we'll do the brachos and we'll get a better sense of who Bilaam was. That's enough for today.
It couldn't be that just Bilaam just wanted.